Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, we are back. You are listening to The Queen's Lair. This is Onyx Queen Media's online podcast, and it is geared towards entrepreneurs, budding business owners on the rise. We cover everything from the foodie to lifestyle, natural hair, all of that. Thank you so much for tuning back in. We have been gone for a month, but it has been an extremely productive month. So let's talk about it. First, I think I may have mentioned in the previous podcast, just such a great time that we had at Essence Fest. Essence Fest is, well, I have put it on my to-do list for every year. I'm going to try my best as a business owner, businesswoman, all of those things. I do subscribe to Essence Magazine and everything. I'm going to try my best to always attend Essence Fest every single year, because this year was so impactful for me. I went to as many breakout sessions as I could about entrepreneurship. They called it the Path to Power, and it was so informative. All of the speakers that they had, the Budgetista was there. If you don't follow the Budgetista, you need to follow her, because that woman is the truth. She is so great at financing and, you know, how to navigate the credit world and all of that stuff. I mean, she's been through so much, and she shares her story, and it is incredible how she was able to come out of literally, I think, losing a home, I think losing her car. She was basically back in her parents' home, you know, and rose up out of that in just a few years, just taking the bull by the horns and just taking, you know, control of her financial situation. And her story is amazing. And it wasn't that long ago that she was going through all of this. Budgetista, the Budgetista, definitely follow her. She is great. And she's a fellow New Yorker, which, well, actually, no, I think she's from New Jersey. I'm in New York and New Jersey, but that's home for me. So maybe that was like kind of the connection when I heard her accent. I said, I think she's from either New York or New Jersey. I actually think she's from Jersey, but definitely follow her. Master P was there. We all know Master P is like an entrepreneur on times 10. You know, he was amazing. And just all of the celebrities and stars and people who are just so down to earth, you know, that you could just talk to them and just, you know, one-on-one. Seeing Representative Maxine, Auntie Maxine Waters, who was just great. Just everybody in the building was just amazing. Hearing Lance Gross speak, that was amazing. Very personable brother. It was just a great time. And I am, like I said, I'm going to do my best for myself, you know, to definitely get there, you know, with my intern, assistant, whatever. You know, this, you know, around this time next year, I'm hoping to, you know, double that and have even more people working with me. But it is something that I have truly vowed that I have to do every single year, because it was just that amazing. So let's get into the next episode. This is actually a new season. We do, if you're not familiar, Onyx Queen Media is a branding and event planning firm that has been around for several years, and I am your host. People call me Onyx, people call me Queen. I'm just Renee Lowe, just a chica from Queens, New York, a queen from Queens, and I started this company to help small businesses really build their brands and get that footing that they need, in especially in the media world. That's what my background is in. That's what my college degrees are in, journalism and media. And I definitely know how much work it is to try to get your name out there and try to, you know, let people understand what it is that you do. So if you're not familiar with the branding process or the public relations process, branding is what I like to say, and I think there's a saying that already exists out there already, but I do agree with it. I like to really say that branding is what people say about your business, or if it's you personally, when you're not around. You know, like, what lasting impression do you leave on someone? You know, there are some logos that you can see that you don't even have to have the name of the company. People already know. If you see that swoosh sign, that little, you know, curved swoosh, everybody knows that that's Nike. I don't have to put Nike under that swoosh for you to know that's what it is. If you see the golden arches, everybody knows that's McDonald's. You can write your name in white cursive script, you know, and people know that that's the quote-unquote Coca-Cola, you know, font or writing. So what does your brand leave as an impression, you know, when you're no longer in the room? What are people saying about your brand? What are your clients, your current clients, saying to other people? My clients are just amazing in the fact that they do tend to spread the word about me and my business and what we do here at Onyx Queen Media, and I'm so thankful for that. You know, they love the one-on-one camaraderie that we have. This is more of a family-oriented type of business that we run. We do business, and we do have contracts, and we are serious about our business. But at the same time, your clients are people. They're going through things. There's weddings. There's funerals. There's, you know, events and parties and birthdays and anniversaries and all that sort of stuff. And we like to get involved in anything that we can to help out. You know, charity events, that sort of thing. Just had a chef of mine who just did a charity event. And, you know, I just pushed him and encouraged him along the way. You know, he was so worried about how this event was going to turn out and if anybody was going to support, and they did, and it was amazing. You know, and next year will be even bigger. So it was just great. It was, the community came together and really, you know, got behind him, and we got some good media coverage on it as well, which was very helpful, you know, very helpful for his event. But our episode today, and I'm probably not going to go the full time for this. I don't know. It's only going to take a few minutes. Usually I do, you guys know, I do like 15, 20 minutes or so, and I don't even think I'm going to go that long. But this episode, this is a new season. Like I said, this is season 8, episode 1, Don't Clown Your Brand. And here are the key things for this episode. These are the show notes. Of course, you can get these if you visit my website and you go to honestqueenmedia.com/podcast, and you'll be able to click on the podcast to hear the replay of it, and it'll also, when you click through, you'll be able to see the show notes as well. So here are the key things for this episode. Is, what steps do you need to take to make sure your branding is on point? So that is an internal question that you need to ask yourself. What are the things that you're doing for your brand that's making sure that it is where it needs to be, especially in a positive light, okay? The other thing is, get rid of the desperation to go viral. That's number 2. And the third and final thing is, if you want to attract a certain type of business, you need to be about your business. Okay, so let's tackle the first one. What steps do you need to make sure that your branding is on point? Here are some suggestions. First of all, people want to work with like-minded individuals. So if you are in the food business, for instance, because I do so many things with chefs, if you are in the food business and you're following all these pages that have to do with cartoons, what is that going to do for your brand? You have to seek out and follow those food pages. I will see so many chefs. There's so many chefs. I've looked at some of the people that they're following, and they're following all types of crazy pages that have absolutely nothing to do with what they do. They're not even following Food Network. They're not following Cooking Channel. They're not following Food 52. They're not following BuzzFeed Food. They're not following any of those places that can attract a certain, you know, audience to them, the audience, the genre that they're even in. You need to follow Thrillist. You need to follow Eater. You need to follow, you know, Huffington Post Food. You need to follow Washington Post Food. You need to follow the things and keep up with the things that you are actually involved in. If you're involved in lifestyle, then you need to follow Huffington Post Lifestyle. You know, if you're a person who is about Black business and you are about, you know, uplifting the Black community and things like that, then you need to be following, you know, Black Wall Street or Blackout Media or, you know, NBC Black or whatever it is, anywhere where there's a niche of that is along the same lines of what you are doing, okay? So those are just a few suggestions, especially for those industries. Look at the things that you are doing and take the steps to make those corrections so that you're attracting what it is that you want to do business with. You know, people say, well, I can't do business with this and that because they're not attractive. Well, stop following these foolishness pages that are doing nothing for your brand. Plus, you need to be in the know of the latest things that are happening, you know. So you need to follow those chef pages. You need to follow chefs that you admire who are doing positive things as well. You know, not just the showboating chefs who really are just out there, you know, kind of like, you know, like, you know, like they're trying to be these big celebrities and, you know, all of that stuff where they're riding the coattails of the celebrities that they cook for. Let me tell you something. If you are doing great things, people are going to naturally talk about you and say positive things about you and say, hey, you need to follow this person or that person. You know what I mean? You don't have to be a showboater. You don't have to go above and beyond. And that's what I mean by don't clown your brand. You don't have to put yourself out there like you're on a corner somewhere, like you're trying to sell something. People, you will attract what you put out. So if you are putting out foolishness, you're going to attract foolishness. If you're putting out cheap sort of if you're putting out cheap sort of stuff, you're going to get that in return. Okay, so let's quickly run through this. Get rid of the desperation to go viral. I know everybody wants to go viral. Like I said, put out what you want to attract. If you want to attract a certain genre, you need to get in the know of that thing. Start doing collaborations with people who are in those genres that you want to attract. And that is going to be the thing that's going to make you successful. Okay, so that was the final thing. If you want to attract a certain type of business, you have to be about your business. Get off of Instagram and you're lighting up spliffs and doing all types of crazy. Stop doing that if you want to attract a certain type of business. If you want to attract a certain type of clientele, no one wants to see that. I don't care what you do in your home on your own, but it doesn't need to be broadcast across Instagram. And with Instagram stories, it has made a whole other way for people to show what they're doing. But show positive. Get in your community. Charity work. All this sort of stuff is going to attract those right people to you. I'm telling you, it will not fail. Okay, so this is season 8, episode 1, Don't Clown Your Brand. Find us on the web. This is Renee Lowe, and this is our weekly podcast. We'll be back next week. Find us on the web, www.media.com. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.